been a type where they, City Hall's calling and all that, but I guess it's got closer.
It depends on the humidity. The humidity carries, you get more complaints, a muggy day
then,
carries on.
Then it changes, yeah, with pressure, temperatures.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say that how this is managed and the record keeping, the bookkeeping on everything is impeccable. If we want to know the percentages of Sparta, Galena, Kimberling City, Reed Spring, I mean, it's right there, just a simple math equation. All their numbers are there. They do an excellent job of keeping the finances and keeping each member, how much dry tons they bring. They know all that stuff down to the decimal.
How much money is in that account now, do you know?
The capital improvements account?
No, your guys is, I'm assuming you have a, Trilix Biosolids has to have a fund.
Yes, we have a fund. I think there's 600.
There's 600,000
in the capital improvements fund, and 180-ish in our daily.
Yeah.
Fund
and,
something like
and
that.
Each year we move, and we have been raising rates in order to still be able to fund that capital, which is tough because we've been going up every year now.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
it's like anything else at that, you know, at budget time, we talk about, okay, we can put X amount of dollars into capital improvements, but your rate's going to be here. Well, Jan has already explained to her involved people that the rates were going to be this much. So, you know, we have to put less to keep the rates here. So, you know, as costs go up, treatment costs go up.
It's a big user of the biosolids plant. I mean, we pay a healthy fee each month because of the way our basins are built. Even with the new RAS and all the improvements we've done, we're able to hold more sludge now, and we've got no order problem.
And you were way behind at the start.
We're working still to reduce the water in our sludge so we don't push as much, but our bill is healthy.
What, how much did you start out, dry
ton? It was
5-something.
532. Yeah, something like that. So
it just went up.
Not a ton.
Per se, but not a lot. But they look at that pretty seriously. Well, not pretty seriously. They look at it seriously each year. And I would say that their rates that they've adjusted where it has to go to. So they're not.
We have chemical costs such as alum.
The rates that just, I mean, they're doing the rates of justice that they deserve. They're not. Trying to
we're not going to play catch up from 500 to 900. You know, we're trying to stay on top of
it. Small communities where their rates are not near where they need to be, and if it wasn't for the sewer sales tax, they would be in trouble. This is at this point, it's not the case for the Biosolids Coalition. Their rates, they keep their rates where they need to be, and they make those decisions. I think they're seeing though that this is going to be an expensive piece of equipment to keep maintained and down the road as we go forward. And they would like to have this tool in the toolbox, should they ever need to use it, to be a part of the sales tax.
Well, my reason for asking for the percentage outside of Taney County that it is, and you talk about the rates, it only seems to me that if the money is collected from Taney County, the sewer sales tax, Taney County sewer sales tax, those are the voters.
Mm-hmm.
If it's collected from Taney County, the entities within Taney County, although percentage-wise that you're talking, not a great,
mm-hmm.
but these entities outside of Taney County, there would be a little difference in the rate if you were going to use Taney County sewer sales tax money to maintain the equipment. To me, you're...
And I think there was some difference when we brought them on. Wasn't there something written into the contract? Or was that just people that came on down the road?
There was
they paid a little bit more.
It was looked at to see what if they would be a detriment to the financial scheme or a positive. That was looked at. And it was kind of borderline because they were a small community, but still a positive.
Yeah.
So and that's looked at.
Yeah, it would hurt them. And it actually, it's we're not taking Taney County money and going and fixing their plants with it. We're taking Taney County, if accepted, we would work on the things that help everybody. So.
It'd be like us saying Harrison can't use our transfer station because
we don't use sales tax money that the people voted on for the transfer station.
Yeah, we do. through GCR, through, I mean, through Road and Bridge, through whatever we use.
Danny County operates, yes, Danny County operates off of sales tax, but we have Pacific sales tax that are given to the sewer sales tax when we went before the people to pass it. Mm-hmm. We went before them to explain to keep the exactly what it was for and what it was to be used for. We didn't go before it and say we're going to use it outside Taney County.
But we're not. I go what they're saying is they're not using it outside Taney County. We're still using it on Taney County equipment, Taney County, and we provide a service. We provide a service to other entities, and they pay us for that service.
And in doing that, you've lowered everybody else's rate by adding someone to the pie. And we did have to talk to the DNR. The DNR wanted to know if our organization would be available to take emergency, sludge, if there was anybody in the region that had an emergency that needed to truck it quick. And I believe we told the DNR at the time that we would be able to do that. But
there was some provisions made for a quick agreement.
Mm-hmm.
But the biosolids charges Camley City, Respring, Galena, Sparta for anything coming in, correct? Mm-hmm. But they also charge Branson, Hollister, Forsyth for anything coming in, correct? Mm-hmm.
And we contract City of Branson and Hollister to run the equipment that's placed there.
I think it's great that we're able to do that mm-hmm. for all of the area.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems to me that if the money to repair the plant for Taney County, if that is collected in Taney County by the citizens and the visitors, then those entities within Taney County, the cities with them that are part of the should, and I don't think it would be a great deal, but there should be a rate adjustment if you were outside of Taney County and want to bring your trucks to there. There should be a slight rate adjustment according to the.
I can put that to a vote of the board. Obviously, as the chairman, I don't get a vote, but. I mean, we could. It's definitely something we could look at.
You took the rates up almost 6%.
Yeah.
And we've agreed that each year for the next 5 years, we're going to incrementally raise the rates to adjust for inflation or usage. I understand what you're saying. That, you know, we got outside county people benefiting from Canning County sales tax money. You know, it helps everyone.
Yeah, it's not something we've done to try to make a profit. We're helping a neighboring community that was land applying sludge and some of these,
4,000 plus trucks.
Yeah, and you know, it was a cost, it was a burden on these small communities to do that. And then trying to keep an operator up, on the 503 paperwork and things like that. It's getting harder and harder. I look at it that, all the Taney County's sales tax is being spent on this organization, this equipment, no matter who it serves. But I see your point also, Sheila.
Well, something else you can do is you find out, you said that the books and everything's exact, so you know that for easy numbers, 10% comes from the outside entities.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you guys have a capital improvement fund.
Mm-hmm.
So of the request of the $500,000, mm-hmm. well, 10% of it comes from your guys' capital improvement fund because that's the percentage that these outside entities use. The mm-hmm. remaining of it could come from
mm-hmm.
the sewer tax. And so there's ways to work.
There's different ways to work it.
My biggest concern is this wasn't a part of the approved 2022 budget.
Mm-hmm.
So it says projects for 2022. And I don't think our contingency or our emergencies got that much in it to where we could just.
There was a number, 150,000 that was talked about between Kendall Powell and Brad Aldrin. Mm-hmm. This is 2 or 3 weeks ago, which led to me and we talking, and I sent an email to the commission that this discussion might be coming up. And Brad had looked at the budget, and he, and I don't want to speak for Brad, but the discussion was he thought this 150,000 would be found.
Out of his budget?
Yeah. Okay. Out of this year's money.
Out of his.
Out of the 780 fund, the sewer sales tax.
Oh, so out of ours?
Yes.
Yes, and yeah, we'd have to redo the contract.
That's awful nice of somebody to find. Hey, no, you know what? I think I found it in your budget today to buy my lunch.
There you go.
Well, and have you spoken with...
Personal budget,
not county money.
You've
been doing a lot of
work
on this, John. Have you spoken to Pat Keck in regard... Because the contract had to be...
We haven't talked to it because basically this was just a first discussion just to put the idea out there. So I did bring a copy of our guidelines, and you know, this is all geared toward incorporated areas. This would be something entirely new if this JMUC or this coalition was approved. I'm just saying that, you know, you look through here and it's
it'd have to totally be redone, everything I was reading on it.
Incorporated areas all through.
There were just three or four places
so
that you could done.
This would it's probably five or six more, but this would need to be, this is not a rule, this is not a hard
concrete.
This is our guidelines to how the money's applied for, who can apply for the money, a guide to help us keep paper trails like we do the funding agreements, so we're paper trail to the max, you know, we know, and we do the extensions and all that. This is what this provides for, so this would need to be retooled somewhat. So this was just kind of a discussion to see if this is an option, if it's possible to do this, and then so then it'd be the commission's pleasure that if you wanted to have the attorneys look at, I don't think it'd take a lot of wordsmithing to
we just need to make sure
document for this.
We need to make sure first of all it can be done. Like Sheila said, we need
to that's why I haven't approached Pat or anybody yet.
And originally all the participating cities they helped with their legal and financing the legal fees that were
crew
to come up with this, so by all means, you know, we'd want to, you know, help with the legal fees that Ms. Keck would encounter.
And I kind of took it like one of you said, this was the first step.
Mm-hmm.
You wanted to see if this was possible, and then if we were going to move. And I wasn't taking it that you were going to want this $150,000 right now. This is what you're coming for, because there are many steps that have to be taken before that.
Right.
Oh, see, I took it as they did want the $500,579.35 for this year.
Sure.
Seems how it says projects for 2022. I'm sure if we said, yeah, we'll give it to you, they'd take it.
Well, yeah. I think that
I speak for the organization, yes, we would.
Well, I speak for what I hope is a conservative commission that is looking out that.
Well, we appreciate
that's not going to happen.
You
right
just
now.
Just hearing us and
I think that there is a path forward. I think we need to probably do some more due diligence, have Pat look into it, maybe make sure it even is something that can be done with those funds.
Yeah.
Yeah, she looked into the JMUC a little bit for some reason.
Well, did we not?
She's familiar with what?
We're like any entity. We can be sued. We can sue. It's not like we're, you know, with 501(c). We're considered a, you know, it's like a water district or something like that. So.
They had been operating because the county had they owned this for 5 years. So
right.
They had the coalition and everything. And then once it transferred, there had to be an entity to transfer it to.
Right.
That's where the JMUC, the Joint Utility Municipal
Corporation. Who was on that board?
Coalition. Just the myself's the chairman. Randy Reed, I think, is the vice chairman.
I mean, are they people from?
From the participating communities.
Mm-hmm. Is there some from outside?
Yeah, city clerks, things like that.
Is there some from the other entities that are outside of Taney
yes,
County?
Yes, they each have a member and an alternate.
Mm-hmm. And
I'm Brandon's
right. Thank you for doing that. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome, sir. Glad to do it.
That's a pretty. Never mind.
I think I've been on the board now for 4 years. So we do good work. We try
hard. Well, we appreciate your consideration. If you've got any more questions, we'll let you have your day.
There's no dire need for anything right now.
Okay. No.
We'd just like to be considered to be a part if possible.
Yeah. I mean, we've got the burden of repairing it no matter what.
How much did, John, how much did Forsyth and Rockaway ask for this year out of the sewer sales tax?
Rockaway, with their stream, we carried that over probably $1 million. Nothing this year. Forsyth, zero.
So we can take the $1 million from Rockaway and give it to them?
Yeah.
Jamie,
you're the commission. Well, we already get a
big
hole.
Whoa. You said everybody's on board, everybody's willing to participate and sacrifice. So sounds to me like Rockaway's.
And I don't think we could give as much as Branson had asked. I think we cut that back already.
Mm-hmm. Our project Robo.